views and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with the show. The all-important primary happens tomorrow here in the state of Arizona. A lot of people have their ballots that have already been mailed in, but we'll get some results tomorrow. One of the most important races and being looked at across the country is the Republican primary for United States Senate. Joining us right now is candidate Jim Lehman. Mr. Lehman, welcome back.
Hello, Mike. Good morning.
Let's start with poll numbers because they're all over the place. And somebody sent me a poll recently that shows it a lot closer than anybody else is predicting. But the latest one we just saw has one of your opponents way out in front. Where do you stand on this?
Mike, I use John McLaughlin, the best in the business in the last 20 years. I'm a business guy, so I don't pay attention to people who do free polls or, you know, whatever. In some cases, by the way, those are coming from the Democratic Party because they very, very much want to run against Masters. They have no desire to run against Lehman as a fellow veteran against a veteran. So we're up 1 point, Mike. We've got about 7.5% of the state undecided. We've been bouncing around five stops a day the last 3 weeks, you know, making sure we get out the vote. Looking good, brother. And again, everybody look forward into the general election to see who can beat Mark Kelly. I'm a veteran. Masters is not. I'm a closed borders, secure borders, endorsed by the National Border Patrol Council kind of guy. Masters is open borders before he decided to run for the race. I'm a business guy who's created tens of thousands of jobs and self-funding. Make sure I'm not beholden to anyone other than the great people in Arizona. And this Master is taking $26 million from big tech globalists. You know, look up Bilderberg Conference. You'll find Peter Thiel, who is the only guy that's funded Masters. And you'll look at Lehman, and you'll see someone who's been helping ensure that veterans, in terms of philanthropy. I'm looking forward, buddy, to taking out the U.S. Senate and making sure that we have the best VA system in the state that can be used as a model for the country.
A couple of things have happened recently. One of them is this spending bill that's out there that we know that Mark Kelly supports. So let's talk about policy to begin with. Where do you stand on this new spending bill that the president is pushing that Mark Kelly is on board with? We're not sure where Senator Sinema falls on this. Where do you stand on the issue?
As a business guy, Mike, I've never had debt, either personal or in business. I've built billion-dollar businesses, own no debt. That's where we got to get this country turned around. It's causing the hyperinflation. It's part of what's causing it, as well as putting massive debt on our kids and grandkids. To me, Mike, that is absolutely immoral. We're sending $4 trillion to the federal treasury, and that, by gosh, is more than enough. So we got to set priorities. Number one is security of our country, military, law enforcement, border, ICE. Second, the Social Security, Medicare must totally be funded. That's about $2 trillion between those priorities. After that, Mike, everything is on the table. Start closing departments that are not functioning well, like Department of Education, Department of Energy, just to name a couple. We cannot be doing these giveaways, you know, that Kelly and others are popping out. You see, one day it's going to be $50 billion, and next is $250. There's no magic fairy dust of economics in D.C. We got to get it back just like you do in your business or at home. We got to balance this budget and start paying down this debt, or we're going to lose this country.
Candidate for United States Senate on the Republican side is Jim Lehman. Primary is tomorrow. Let's talk about the other one, which is now the Biden administration is allowing filling in of gaps in the border fence in the Yuma sector. You're an Arizona guy. Where do you stand on this?
There are gaps. I've been at it many times, Mike, being endorsed by the National Border Patrol Council, and Brandon Judd are doing a town hall with him again tonight. He's done several with us. Those gaps, I just read today a little of their fine print, said, you know, we're going to get around to doing an environmental stewardship study by the end of the year, and then maybe a year from now we'd have the results. Buddy, I'm going to close that border. Everything I can do day one, stop this Mickey Mouse game about an invasion of our country, 52,000 a week. And by the way, guys, I listened to the Border Patrol when I got to endorsement. I listened to experts as a business guy, and it's remain in Mexico policy, meaning whatever country you came from, you got to get your case adjudicated there. The Border Patrol can do their job as it did in 2020, turn everyone away, not come in this country and get lost in the fabric. You know, this Masters guy wants to sell more Peter Drone Planeteer company drones. The border guy said, Jim, we have everything we need except policy to be able to turn these people back. And that, Mike, is exactly what I intend to do. Start facing Mark Kelly on Wednesday. I'm going to call him the liar that he is, because he ran as a moderate. We have on tape what he said he was going to do. We have on votes what he actually did, 100% with Schumer. We're going to have the policies that I've heard around this beautiful state, traveling the last 64 weeks, almost three times around the equator, getting around listening to the people. That's what we're going to do this time. We're going to bring this country back using Arizona's leadership for we, the people.
I know that your people told us you have a hard out. So before we let you go, how do people find you if they want to find out more about the campaign in these last few hours?
Great point, Mike. Jim Lehman, JimLamon.com. You'll see these policies over there, guys, 20 policies that I've been listening to and posted from the people of Arizona, what they want done, number one, secure the border. Second, get our energy back, get our manufacturing back in this country, get our mining going robustly, and get water moved from the Mississippi River out to Colorado River, supply Arizona for our endless needs that we can bring lots of manufacturing out here. Number three, get this federal government the heck out of our lives. Get it downsized per the Constitution. Guys, I'll deliver. Send a businessman and a veteran for change, not a young master's lawyer who's in big tech, funded solely $26 million from big globalists. Lehman, all in, guys. Help save our country.
Mr. Lehman, always a pleasure, and good luck.
God bless, Mike.
Thanks. That is Jim Lehman. He's candidate for United States Senate on the Republican side. Primary is tomorrow. Educated voters, again, go to KTAR.com/Arizona Votes, and that's where you can hear the interviews we've had with candidates all the way through this primary process. And full coverage tomorrow begins at 5 o'clock. It goes through 11 p.m. We will be covering the primaries here at KTAR News, and I believe they've got a special going on tomorrow at noon that they will be a special about the primary as well. So all of your coverage on primary day is right here at KTAR. Download that KTAR News app. We're going to keep you informed throughout the process and as we go into this all-important general election as well.